News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Oil. Derek Cassidy is with us. He's head of communications at bonkers.ie. And we're getting his analysis on what Dara O'Brien, the energy minister, had to say, because he said that household energy prices could rise by up to 9% by the summer. Dara, is that your view as well?
Good morning, Anton. Probably yes, although I would say it was a kind of a weirdly specific figure that he gave. And anyone who tries to make, I think, forecasts about energy prices these days can look very, very silly, because it's just so, so volatile. And even to put things into perspective, at the start of the year, I was hoping that we might even see a small reduction in gas prices because they'd fallen. Now, obviously, that's off the table, and we're definitely not going to see price cuts anytime soon. But in terms of price increases, whether it's 9%, 5%, 12%, you know, Anton, it's very, very tough to forecast. But I do think, yes, it's more likely that we're going to see prices go up than go down. But again, I can't reiterate enough. It's just so, so volatile. On a daily basis, things are changing, depending on what Trump comes out with. For us, though, the key thing is really the price of gas when it comes to gas and electricity bills. We don't use oil anymore to generate our electricity, really. So obviously, there's been a huge focus on the price of oil because the price at the forecourse has gone up. But when it comes to our gas bills and our electricity bills in particular, really, it's the price of wholesale gas that's important. But unfortunately, that has gone up as well.
Now, of course, as part of the announcement that the minister made, he said that he wanted the Consumer and Competition Protection Commission to increase the sort of the level of scrutiny that they were applying to various different prices, because there is so much interconnectedness that price rises across a vast range of commodities and services are being impacted by the increase in fuel cost. Do you think, or have you seen any evidence that there is gouging or that there is exploitation of the volatility?
I'm not sure if it's necessarily been gouging. I do think at the forecourts, the prices did seem to go up very, very quickly. I mean, at the very, very start, back in, you know, the start of March, it seemed like the war had only just begun and we were already seeing price changes on the forecourts, which just suggested that we're getting oil almost delivered from Iran or wherever within the space of a day, which to me just seemed a little bit quick. People do need to remember, though, the powers that the CCPC has. We live in a, you know, capitalist society like pretty much every country in the world. We do not have price controls on the vast majority of goods and services. There's price controls on taxis, but that's one of the few things that there are. There's no control over the price of gas, electricity, oil, supermarket goods. So I think people do need to remember that. So the CCPC powers are somewhat curtailed a little bit. And also that means that forecourts and energy suppliers, rightly or wrongly, Anton, are free to charge whatever price they want for their energy, no matter what it's trading at on wholesale markets. I do think, though, in general, regardless of the energy crisis, in general, the CCPC getting more powers to combat false advertising, false pricing and things like that is good. And I do think, and I've called on this before, I would love more insight into electricity prices in Ireland, because we focus a huge amount on the price of wholesale electricity. But in Ireland now, wholesale costs only make up around 30 to 35% of the bill. Or put that another way, Anton, if you got an electricity bill for 100 euro, around 30 to 35 euro goes for the cost of the, you know, the gas, the wind, the things that make the electricity. And then the rest, the 60 to 65 euro, is going on all these other charges that we don't really know a huge amount. And I'd love more insight into that, because that then would help us focus on what's too high, what's not so high, and what we can try and lower to make electricity prices more competitive.
Well, we've an interesting text that I think taps into your desire to have better transparency in respect to that. A texter saying, electricity prices won't stabilise until we stop relying on gas to set the price of everything. The fix is simple in theory. More renewables locked into long-term prices, more storage, better interconnection, so we're not exposed every time gas spikes. Until then, the government is just firefighting with VAT cuts and credits instead of fixing the system. It's time to go use that rainy day fund.
I would say my opinion on wind is that wind isn't cheap. It's not free either, wind and solar. What I do think wind and solar are good at doing, and we've seen it in recent weeks, in fairness, is keeping prices steady when the price of gas goes very, very high. But I don't think wind can actually push our electricity prices down much further. The price we pay wind farms is relatively high. There's a lot of other costs that wind puts on the system because of its variable and intermittent nature, and those things like battery storage and interconnectors that your texter was referencing costs money, and who pays for that? Unfortunately, it's us, the bill payer. So I think when you look at the price of electricity in Ireland, even if we had 100% wind, I think you'd get prices maybe about 5 or 10% cheaper than they are now. Now, it would be a steadier price, yes, because it's locked in. And, you know, if we did have more gas on the system today with prices where they are, electricity prices would be higher. But anyone who's thinking that, Anton, we're going to get, you know, electricity prices that are 40, 50 or 60% cheaper, similar to where they were a few years ago as a result of just wind and solar, I think is going to be disappointed.
Dara, thank you very much. Dara Cassidy, Head of Communications at bonkers.ie.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.